AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Millions more people file for unemployment as the coronavirus pandemic continues to sink the economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Another 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month, even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen. It's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For a fifth straight Thursday following the dismal jobs reports, the S&P opens higher on Wall Street. Index up nearly 1%, while the Dow has also climbed 0.8%. Later today, the House is expected to vote on a nearly $500 billion aid package that includes renewed funding for small business loan programs, as well as billions for hospitals and coronavirus testing programs. Documents from the VA obtained by the AP show that some 1,900 VA healthcare workers have become ill with the coronavirus, 20 have died. The United States leads the world in the number of coronavirus deaths and infections, but taken as a whole, Europe accounts for half of all the cases. Dr. Hans Kluge is with the World Health Organization.
Almost 50% of the global burden of COVID-19 cases, over 1.2 million, are in the European region. Sadly, over 110,000 people have lost their lives.
Kluge warns that the pandemic is far from over in Europe, even as nations ease restrictions. This is AP News. At least six people are dead in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana as severe storms and likely tornadoes slam the southern plains and south. Anna Wolverton with the National Weather Service in Jackson, Mississippi, says the severe weather continues today.
Just an overall severe storms risk, including hail, damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes.
Three of the fatalities were in Texas, two in Louisiana, another in Medill, Oklahoma. Emergency manager Donnie Raley tells KTEN.
We've had multiple injuries, some minor to some severe.
An Atlanta 16-year-old is dead, his stepfather in custody following a fight last night. Deontay Roberts' mother told police her son defied his parents' orders to stay at home because of the coronavirus outbreak. When he got back to the house, he kicked in the door and began fighting with his stepfather, Bernie Hargrove. During the encounter, police say Hargrove shot Roberts several times. He died at a local hospital. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.